say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, the 8th of June 2007 edition of The American Awakening, the 40th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. And I go into a few announcements. I'm not going to do that today because of this ongoing seriousness, this debacle that happened with Edna Lane Jones. I'm going to continue with that. First hour, I've got Jack McLamb coming up. I have some questions that I wanted to ask Jack, being the consummate professional. If you all know, Jack was part of the team of Bo Greitz and Jack McLamb that actually negotiated with Randy Weaver to have him come down off the mountain. Jack is, you know, of anybody that I'd want to talk to. I know Jack's been a busy man the last couple of days over this latest Edna Lane incident, and I wanted to get some thoughts from him because Jack's got the experience, Jack's got the knowledge. He's been out in the field. He knows how the police and the military think. He has his installation up there in Idaho where he's educating the military and the police on the New World Order. And I wanted to mention, as you know, to remind everybody, you know, Edna Lane, we knew at some point in time this was going to happen, folks. And John Statmiller, by his grace, has had them up on the air for an hour a day, every day, 5 days a week, since last February the 8th, to make sure that they've been in communication with all of the patriot community out there, because it affects us all, folks. It's a situation where these people are just normal, everyday, nice, God-fearing people that have done nothing wrong, and this can happen to anybody, okay? And this is why we all need to come together at this particular point in time and make certain that there is no catastrophe that befalls these people. Now, I believe I've got Jack on the line now. Jack, are you with me?
I'm here, brother.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Good to be on with you.
Hey,
Mike.
Listen, you've been a busy man the last couple of days, haven't you, Jack?
Oh, yes, it sure has been. Yes.
Well, you know, Jack, there's nobody I'd rather talk to about this than you. I had to host for Elaine and Ed yesterday on their show because of this incident going on, and I continued with the coverage throughout my show and then all the way through John Statmiller's show because, as you know, this is very, very serious, Jack. And I wanted to ask you, now, there's a lot of incidents that have transpired. There was some misinformation that came out early yesterday. And, you know, I'm curious about a number of issues because, number one, let me just toss a name at you and see how you respond, Jack.
Okay.
Sheriff Prozo, give me your thoughts on this man.
Well, we've been in contact with Sheriff Prozo about 6 months ago. We sent him our video on the sheriff's duties, responsibilities, and jurisdiction, and also our police and military newsletter on the sheriff's. And so he should know his jurisdiction and powers to stay in control of such a attack on a person or family in his community. And I'm very ashamed of him. I think he's a coward because he's thinking of the money he gets each year from the federal government, the money he gets and the tanks and the helicopters and all that stuff they like to give the sheriffs. So the sheriffs will allow the feds to do anything they want when they come into the county.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's gone fishing. You know, he's out of town. I called him yesterday and tried to get him to do his duty. And, oh, he's gone. He's gone. Yeah, sure. No, he's not gone.
No, they asked
Sheriff
him to leave.
You are there, Sheriff Prozo.
Okay, Jack.
You are
tell
a
you
coward.
What, Jack, let's, yeah, let's take a break. I want to come back to this subject as soon as we get back from break. Stick with me here, okay?
Okay?
We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special and very professional, knowledgeable guest, Jack McLamb. We'll see you in 3 minutes. Stick with us. It's going to get good here. We're going to cover some issues on Edna Lane Brown.
Mm-hmm. People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas with my special guest, Jack McLam. We're talking about the Edna Blaine Brown debacle, and I want to get some information from a pro at this. That's why I had Jack up on my show today. Jack, back to the Sheriff Prozo thing. He is he's the guy that really is in charge of the county. And, you know, he has, I mean, he's supposed to have the final say-so in what happens or doesn't happen regarding law enforcement. Am I right there?
He does. He absolutely does. So by him hiding out in his office or going fishing does not relieve him of the responsibility for what happens to the people in his county. He is responsible, and he should come forward and take control of this situation before people get killed on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your opinion, Jack, and I know you don't necessarily know the answer, but in your opinion, do you feel like he knew and just chose to duck out, or they told him to duck out, or what? I mean,
well, it depends on how much control they have over him. If he gets government grants from them, which most all the sheriffs in the country do, then they have control over him, federal grants. And so they could have told him to go fishing, or he could have just said, hey, you guys are in control. I'm going to take a vacation here. And he's gone, which I don't believe he is. I believe he's hiding out there nearby. I called his secretary, Barbara, yesterday, and she says, oh, he's not even here. He's gone. He's out.
Well, I know that John Stadtmiller did the same thing. He called the sheriff's department. They said the same thing to him. And, I mean, John was on the phone all morning. Matter of fact, he got a hold of a reporter, Margot Sanger-Katz, who was on the scene there. and gave a report of what was really happening. And another friend of mine who has spiritual discernment actually, you know, did his little vision thing and told me yesterday, Jack, what was really happening. And I reported that, and that turned out to be very true, okay?
Yes.
At any rate, you know, in your professional estimation, Jack, they did this, they moved in, they said that they were just serving a warrant on their commercial property. Now, I got reports from callers that called in that there were, there was a caller that spotted 30 of these military vehicles. I don't know what you call them, SPVs or something like that, or MP?
Well, it can be different kind of vehicles, but it could be APCs where they're carrying the troops in.
Right, that's what he said. It was an APC, and he said that he spotted 30 of these vehicles, he counted them, in a truck stop about 10 to 12 miles from them.
Uh-huh.
Now, according to Elaine and Ed, now when they were served, there was, I don't know, there was a number of different police cars there, and there was an APV vehicle. Okay, and then of course the police department themselves, the state troopers, had said that, well, no, they were just there to serve a warrant. They weren't there to seize anything or to arrest these people.
Yes.
Well, in my mind, Jack, that doesn't really make sense, because another report that I found was that this gentleman that was arrested that morning, this Danny Riley, there was actually, when he went out to walk his dogs, there was shots fired. Okay.
Right. Yes.
Now, in my estimation, and I could be wrong here, and that's why I wanted to get your professional opinion of this, Jack, you know, if there was shots that were fired and there were all these vehicles lined up outside the scene and they had cordoned off and evacuated homes, which we know they did, does that sound like something that these people would do to simply serve a warrant?
No, not at all. That's not done to serve a warrant. If the sheriff, if he wasn't hiding out, and I know you're listening, Sheriff, you could have walked up to that door and just served the warrant. They wouldn't have shot you. You know they wouldn't have shot you. You know the family. But this is what is going on here, we believe, at our two police and military associations here, where I'm headquartered, is that the boy George Bush, the president, has been given orders, because he doesn't make any decisions. He's just a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
He's been given orders by the international criminal cabal that controls him, that he's to try to get Ed and Elaine to be the promoter of martial law. In other words, if they can attack and come in like this with all this equipment, they hoped and prayed to their god Satan that we would pick up our arms and all go to New Hampshire, and Bush can say, aha, terrorists, Al-Qaeda is coming, and they're showing themselves finally. We have an insurrection, and I've got to put the nation under martial law and go take out these terrorists. And this didn't happen, praise God, because that was the plan of this show of force. So now, boy, George Bush has a real problem, because if they go in and they kill Ed and Elaine Brown, the freedom movement is going to grow by leaps and bounds, just like it did after Ruby Ridge and after Waco.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a real problem now, because they did not have the people come from all over the nation with their guns to try to protect the Brown family. They cannot now go in and kill this family without causing a tremendous exacerbation of the size of the freedom movement. And so they got a real catch-22. The best thing, if they had military tacticians there like I have to rely on, and others with some common sense instead of just filled with hatred as these Satanists are and wanting to kill, they would realize that the best thing they could do to win this, Michael, is to back off and leave this one couple alone, Ed and Elaine, to complain about there not being any law that tells you and I we have to file income tax, which is true, there isn't any law. And you should try to get Joe Bannister on, the former IRS agent that found that out himself.
Well, you know, speaking of that, I just got an email this morning that they have filed charges against Sherry Jackson. for non-failure to file. But isn't that, I mean, Jack, in your professional estimation, wouldn't that, you know, the situation that you just described, wouldn't that kind of be a domino factor? Because the more and more people that find out that these people have taken a stand against the IRS, and if the powers that be did literally back down, then other people are going to say, whoa, wait a minute here. Okay, the alleged law isn't being enforced, so that means that I can do the same thing. I mean, it's like damned if you do and damned if you don't. They are in a lose-lose position.
They're in a lose-lose position, but the thing is, Michael, they truly believe that they're going to cause a false flag operation, another bombing in America, England, or Israel, and all three would work. That will push the American people to allow them to put us under martial law.
Mm-hmm.
Another bombing like 9/11, only much, much worse, would push the American people psychologically into saying, okay, go ahead and take our, we want you to protect us, put us under martial law, take the Constitution. And they don't believe that they're going to see this great, if they let Ed and Elaine Brown go, that it would be any more than 6 months to a year before they're going to have us totally under martial law through some other means. So they don't worry about Ed and Elaine Brown getting a movement going across the country saying, we're not going to pay our taxes next April 15th, because they truly believe before next April 15th we're going to be under martial law and Bush will be the emperor of America forever. There will be no next election.
So, you know, we both know, Jack, that nothing in politics happens by accident. And on May 9th of this year, there was a presidential order that Bush signed, which makes it easier for him to declare martial law.
Right.
So with that, and knowing that this ongoing situation is happening with Ed and Elaine Brown, it could be a honeypot. It could be that they're setting this thing up hoping that all of these patriots rally to arms and come up to New Hampshire to...
Absolutely.
And then they can move in, and Bush has got his excuse, and he cancels the elections. Now that, per se, yeah. If that were to happen, Jack... That would, you know, alleviate them of any, not necessarily desire, but any reason to have another false flag event, because now they've accomplished what they set out to do.
That's right, brother. That's right. And then the people have no say when Bush goes in under orders from the real president, Cheney, to bomb into the Stone Ages Iran and Syria, which they intend to do. And so... yes, right now, Bush has to do something such as set off another bombing in America, horrific bombing this time, much worse than 9/11, or England or Israel, all three would work,
mm-hmm.
mentally push the American people into saying, let's go kill all the Arabs, or let's go right ahead and kill off Iran and Syria. Now, we have intelligence coming into our organization here that tells us that for 3 years now, our special forces has been in country in Iran marking targets, and they're now up to, listen to this now, brother, it is now up to 10,000 targets they're going to bomb in Iran. Now figure this out, and the listeners can too. Iran is one-third the size of the United States. If they hit America, which is three times the size of Iran, with 10,000 targets and bomb 10,000 targets in America, and we're three times the size, it would kill probably half the American people. But being it's Iran, and they have 10,000 targets already picked out to bomb, they're going to kill all the Iranian people, you see, and that's their purpose. They don't want them around. They're going to take over their natural resources. They're going to put them back on the dollar because they've gone to the euro now, and the international banksters can't stand that. Saddam Hussein had done the same thing, as you know.
Well, they actually outlawed the dollar over there.
That's right.
And Malaysia followed suit a couple of days later.
Yeah, and isn't it funny that little Hugo Chavez has done the same thing, and we're going after him now.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, you know, this isn't it funny?
Bankers control everything, brother.
Yeah.
International bankers control it all.
Yeah, it's, you know, when they talk about the axis of evil, you know, the axis of evil just coincidentally happens to be anybody that doesn't go along with their program.
That's it.
Yeah, and you know, but they've got another problem on the horizon here, Jack. And as long as you're talking about false flag, and you know they're going to go in and bomb Iran, and they could use the Ed and Elaine Brown incident to declare martial law, you know, they've got another big problem on the horizon, and that is Ron Paul.
That's They do.
This guy is a beacon of light that showed up at the last three debates, and he's gaining support like you can't believe. Listen, we'll hold that thought, and we'll get back to him in a minute, Jack. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with me with my special and very knowledgeable professional guest, Jack McLam. We'll see you in 3 minutes. Stick with us. It gets better.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up here, and we're talking to my special guest, Jack McLam, retired police officer, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona, my stomping grounds. Jack, again, let's spend a couple minutes on Ron Paul and the problem that the neocons and the powers that be have with this guy, because he's a beacon of light in the darkness that permeates that stage of all of those puppets that they've got that we're supposed to choose from for a candidate for the Republican Party. What do you think is going to happen with that, Jack?
Well, it seems like, brother, because he's not well known, that this is something happening under God's direction, because he's won all three of the candidate forums that they had against all of these globalist Republicans that were there with him, all of them working to set up this Antichrist world government system. He's the only one that's not. He's totally against it. And it seems like God has his hand on this guy, but I'm very concerned that if he keeps showing the polls that he is, that the people are going for him by 70-some percent most of the time,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to have to eliminate him. And so I would ask your listeners, as I ask my listeners on my show, to pray for him seriously, to pray the blood of Jesus Christ over him to protect him until we can get, well, even after we get some security people he can trust. And I don't mean government security people at all. He can't trust the government security people because they'll do what they did to Reagan. The government security guy will jump on him in the car and shoot him like they did to Reagan. So we can't have government security people around Ron Paul. But even when we do have that, being in the military as I was during Vietnam and in law enforcement, I know that an assassin can hit him if he had 500 security guards around him. They can hit him from a distance of 2 miles away with the 50 caliber Barrett that they're using today. And so we just need to pray for Ron. He is the one that we're voting for, all of our police and soldiers and people here that love God and freedom. He is truly the only candidate we have that will do the things that have to be done and stand for the people and the Constitution. And so that's how we feel. We just nothing we can do right now but get out and work for him. Start organizations in each community for Ron Paul for president and pamphleteer and talk him up. And that's what we're doing, and we need to keep doing that and just put it in God's hands that they will not be able to say that he leaped off a tall building or that he had a traffic accident and got killed in a traffic accident or something. All the typical ways that they take a guy out that they want to do away with. And we've already warned Ron Paul, I think he already knows this, that when he goes to these handshake and hors d'oeuvres, little meetings, get-togethers, that he does not eat the food or take a drink, bring his own water in his pocket, and because they'll knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just do away with him.
Well, he literally is, Jack, the monkey wrench that can be thrown in and stop this machine.
That's right, and they're scared to death of him. I remember Hannity and Colm, the talking heads for the Republican Party, the night that they recapped after the forum that they put on for the candidates, Hannity was knocking Ron Paul and so is Colm's, and all of a sudden he looked over at the screen, and guess what? Ron Paul was winning in the polls, and he almost fell out of his chair. He couldn't believe it.
Well, you're talking about the Fox debate, right?
Yeah, the Fox.
Right, and I watched that debate, and I watched Ron Paul sit down next to Hannity, and Hannity was just becoming incensed. He was losing control trying to argue with Ron Paul, and Ron Paul was setting him in his place and throwing questions at him that were just causing him to go in an epileptic seizure to the point where, and you know how these guys do, Jack, what they do is if they can't handle the question, they'll just start throwing ad hominem attacks against him.
Right.
And what happened is they ultimately had to just break for commercial because Ron Paul was backing Hannity into a corner, and I loved it, boy.
I'll tell you, it's wonderful. These talking heads for the Republican propaganda machine at Fox are not used to this, having somebody that can handle their questions and throw the facts back at them so quickly as Ron Paul can, and so they don't know what to do with him. I figure they're figuring out how they can kill him.
Well,
get him out of the way, but like I say, the only thing we can do about that right now is just pray that the Lord Jesus Christ protect him as he's serving God and serving our republic and our people right now.
Amen. And I mean, he's our man. I'll tell you another thing as well, Jack, is that Ron Paul is just as shocked as he can be because just up to about a month ago, he had very, very little money in his campaign. And this tidal wave has grown to such a degree that he is absolutely, by his own admission, shocked that he's got $5 million for his campaign. Fun, Jack, and that's exciting, you know, and it gives us all cause for hope, you know, because and one of the things he said, you know, the first one here, and this goes back to Ed and Elaine Brown. I watched him, and I can't remember which debate it was, but they asked him a question about the IRS, and he said it would be gone in the first 100 days.
Praise God.
Yeah, and here we've got these people that are up there in a standoff, you know, that if, just think about it, Jack, if we had a guy like this in office, what we're seeing right now happening with Ed and Elaine Brown wouldn't be happening.
Wouldn't be happening.
No, because we wouldn't have these jackbooted thugs doing what they do. You know, I'll tell you what, we got to go to a break, Jack, and then when we get back, we got Brother Paul in Washington on the line calling in for you, buddy. So hang with me, okay?
All right.
See you in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Jack McLam. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Long segment coming up here with my special guest, Jack McLam. Okay, Jack, you want to take a call?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go to Brother Paul in Washington. Brother Paul, you're on with Brother Jack and Michael Herzog.
I want to first of all thank Jack and Mike and ask God to bless you both.
Thank you, sir.
And we appreciate what you're all doing and what everyone's doing that are paying attention. I just want to comment on a couple things. First of all, I want to share Morningstar Ministries has put out a word, and there's the nation is fasting. There's about 100,000 Christians right now fasting for 40 days for this nation, and it's biblical in its its content.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage those others out there that are listening and that are Christian to go on the fast. You don't have to do the 40-day, but join in. The Bible says one can chase 100, two can chase 1,000.
Yeah.
So we have the word, we have scripture to tie into. And I just want to share,
it's important, as Jack said, to come out of the beast. We don't need to be thinking about fighting it or preparing to fight it. We need to be aware. The Bible tells us to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. Now, Ed is and Elaine are perfect examples because they're standing their ground. We saw during Waco, they were preparing for war. And the Bible says, if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. And we all have the power of Jesus Christ, John 14:12, to tag on to. So I want to encourage everyone not to fall for Satan's trap. There are many patriots. I'm 55 years young, and I've been in this movement for 30 years. And there are many patriots. I was in the California militia 17 years ago with other pastors preparing to save this country. When the Holy Spirit pulled me out and said, the Bible commands us to separate from the beast. It doesn't tell us to change things. Most Christians realize that God is using King Bush, the new king of Babylon, to judge America. So if we want to change things, the Bible consistently shows us, pray, repent. If America, 2 Chronicles 2:14, if America would just turn their face and pray, God will heal our land. So I just want to encourage all those that are out there. The Bible teaches us that God did not give us a spirit of fear. So if you're getting fear, anyone out there, and you're starting to get guns and prepare for war, that's the enemy. That's Satan. God, this is God's battle, folks. We need to pray. And that's just what I wanted to share, guys. And also, Jack, I wanted to let you know I'm in touch with your friends out in Vantage. And, God bless everything.
Good. That's my aunt and uncle out there. Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Paul. Listen, Jack, I know we don't have much time today. I've only got you up for the first hour. And I want to ask you, Jack, being a former police officer, and you know the mindset of these people that they're, these officers that they're training now, and part of your whole, escapade is to enlighten, to educate these police officers and military as to the New World Order. And I want to give you a hypothetical example. Now, I heard mentioned yesterday there was a question asked, actually by Alex Jones, who Ed and Elaine Brown. He had asked how many people they have there with them. And, of course, rightly so, they didn't answer the question.
Very wise.
Yes, very wise. And so my question to you is this. Now, with these officers or paramilitaries or whatever it is that may surround their house, these guys are probably going to be instructed that there may very well be shooting coming back at them, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
The special teams they have out there are going to be the most corrupt, the most evil, violent people they have because they don't want them to hesitate to do violence. And I know this from serving with a lot of SWAT teams across this country and FBI SWAT teams too and U.S. Marshal SWAT teams, that they, on these special details like this, they will not take a SWAT team member of high moral character or a person that has not proven he's willing to shoot his mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'll fall. And so they're very dangerous people. They have a gang mentality. And they are gangsters. They truly are. So, but the thing is, they will not shoot unless ordered to do so. So the government has a big problem. Being that they did not get us all to go with our guns there, now they have just Elaine and Ed and a few friends. They cannot do martial law, national martial law on this. They could do local martial law like they did at the Ruby Ridge where I was there with Colonel Bo Greitz with the Weaver family,
mm-hmm.
the county. But they can't make this into a national martial law, so they got a problem. If they go in and kill Ed and Elaine, my goodness, they know because they're scared to death of the growth of the freedom movement, God's people waking up. And people on the left and the right of the political spectrum waking up today and joining the freedom movement. And if they know it, they know from Waco and Ruby Ridge, if they kill this couple, that they're going to exacerbate the growth tremendously. and Ed and Elaine will win. As you probably heard, Ed and Elaine says they're willing to die if they can benefit God and the Republic. And that's exactly what will happen if they die up there, is they will be the instrument of creating a doubling effect or tripling effect in the freedom movement. I don't want to see them die, but they're very brave, knowing that the best thing for the country is that these evil Luciferians come in and mow them down, and they will serve the greatest purpose of seeing a doubling and quadrupling of the freedom movement. And so they're very brave, much braver than these packs of gangsters that are in these ninja outfits, black ski mask and all that, hiding in the bushes up there that I was with at Ruby Ridge. There was 500 of them in the bushes up there at Ruby Ridge in their ghillie suits and face paint and all that, against a family of three little girls and a mother they already shot down and killed, and a son that they already killed. And so, yeah, they're very evil guys on these SWAT teams. I wish I could tell you different, brother, but that's the fact. Now, there are SWAT team members that are good people across this nation, but they're not going to have any of them there. They will not have state SWAT team members there at the house. They will not have local SWAT team members, because they may have some empathy for the people in that community. They will have the special federal SWAT teams like we had at Ruby Ridge right at the house that'll kill their own mother if it would benefit them.
Well, you and I had a conversation off air back over the holidays, Jack, and we were talking about, if I would remind you, you know, at some point in time, these police and military have to make a decision, a moral decision.
Right.
And that was where I was going with this. If this may be one of those times where the SWAT team would have to make a moral decision, you know, of whether they're going to serve the evil powers that be, or whether they're going to take, you know, their arms and weapons, and they're going to go with the good people that are being, you know, holding up to the righteousness, you know.
The good guys are not going to be there at the scene, I guarantee you. The hitmen, the assassins will be there in those SWAT outfits there at the scene. They will have the state SWAT team members like they had at Ruby Ridge, blocking the roads, doing traffic enforcement, keeping the good citizens from going in and helping Elaine and Ed. And they'll keep them away from the house because they may have empathy and sympathy, but the real killers and assassins will be the ones surrounding the house there with Eddie and Elaine. But like I say, if they have military tacticians like they had up at Ruby Ridge, and they are wise as they were at Ruby Ridge after they killed half the family,
mm-hmm.
shot up half the family, and killed mom and son, finally, the military tacticians came in and said, hey, we better not kill the rest of this family, because the news is out now, and we're going to lose publicly. We're going to have a public scandal on our hands. It's going to be crazy. So after 10 days, 11 days, they let Colonel Bo Greitz and I bring the family out safely, the living, remaining living members, that is. And so same thing here. If they're smart, and they're not just overpowered by this Luciferian hatred and want to kill, 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 but they have some real military strategy come in, they'll know the worst thing they could possibly do is go in and kill Ed and Elaine and their few friends there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll tell you what, Jack. I've got, I've got a guy that co-hosts with me on Tuesdays, and this is a gentleman who has spiritual discernment. There's a story I'm going to tell second hour to the listening audience about this fella, but this gentleman did spiritual discernment on the incident yesterday and told me, while it was being reported on other networks about, you know, so the seriousness and the houses were possibly burning down and so forth, and this gentleman is the fellow that told me that, no, that's erroneous information, that isn't happening.
Yeah.
His name is Don Nikoloff, and I want to introduce you. He's a good friend of mine. Jack, Don, are you on?
Yes, I am.
I'll introduce you to my friend Jack McLam. Jack McLam, I go back a ways. Okay, now listen, folks. Now I'm going to have Don, if you will, I want you to stay with me for the rest of the show, okay? And we want to kibitz here a little bit with Jack, a very, very good Christian man, and so are you, Don. I've got another caller on the line I want to bring up, though, for a question or a comment for Jack, and that's Kent in New York. Kent, you're on with Don and Michael and Jack McLam. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to ask Jack a question regarding this criminal element that has overtaken these SWAT teams and these turned these police units into paramilitary groups. What you're referring to is the doctrine of counterinsurgency, correct?
Well, there's a number of names for it, and that happens to be one of them.
Okay. Yeah, because in my area here, I'm in Buffalo, New York, and I had an experience within the last year and a half where I had a police officer visit my home, and this guy was fresh out of the military and very heavy-handed in terms of the way he was dealing with me personally. Now, this was a nonviolent situation, and it had nothing whatsoever to do with anything related to his coming down on me physically, which he did. So I just wanted to comment on that. And these people are totally evil. This gentleman from the local police department who visited me, he had that same streak running through him as well.
Yes, it's very sad, brother, that we hire soldiers into police work, local police work. The worst thing you can do, because, for example, right now, it was bad enough when I were on the streets of Phoenix when we would hire soldiers as police officers, because they've been trained to kill and break things, and that's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
It is very hard to stop them from using their tactics that they learned in the military on average citizens out there, when the average citizen might say, "Why are you stopping me?" They jump, you know, pull them through the window of the car out on the ground and prone them out, and are very aggressive. And so I don't believe we should hire these. And now the soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan are coming home, and seven of them have told me personally and announced that they were told to shoot men, women, and children, non-combatants, every day, and that's what they did over there. And so can you imagine these guys coming on the police force here?
Yeah, you know, I shudder
in Vietnam,
to think.
When I was in during Vietnam, we were, man, if you shot non-combatant men, women, and children, you were up on charges, and you'd go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a SEAL team member that told me that he was shocked when he got to Iraq, because clearing a building now isn't going in like they used to in the SEAL teams, and they'd find men, women, and children hiding, cowering in the corner of a room when they kicked the door in. They'd go in and they'd check them out and put hand ties on them and take them outside and have them thrown down on the ground until they finished clearing the building.
Mm-hmm.
But now he says they're told to go in and put a double tap in the head, meaning shoot them in the head twice, of men, women, and children when they find them cowering in a corner. He says life is worth nothing there. The Arabs are, some religions, matter of fact, over in that area, the Zionist religion teaches that Arabs and other people are not even human. They don't even have souls in the Kabbalah, for example. And that's exactly the way they're being treated over there. So I don't want those soldiers coming home and joining our police departments here. But sadly, when the police chiefs are promoted on how evil they are in many of these large departments, our police chief was a murderer and also a communist Republican named Ruben Ortega. He was an actual communist, but he was in the Republican Party, as many of the communists are today, called neocons. They run the Republican Party. But anyway, you know, they want these killers on the police forces in America today, and state police and federal government. And I don't want them on these police forces, because you get treated just like you said, brother, when they come to your house to talk to you. The next thing you know, they're beating you up.
Yeah, and
what
made the situation even more difficult is I happen to be disabled, and I'm in a wheelchair, and this guy is coming down on me physically.
Very brave man.
Well, let me say, let me interject here, Kent, and say that you're not an isolated incident, my friend. And Jack and I both know there was an incident with a colleague of ours, not, you know, an acquaintance of ours back in Phoenix, who was beat up, tasered, and charged with four felonies. And the guy had just gotten up out of bed because his girlfriend was screaming at him for erasing something on her computer.
Yeah.
And I am a perfect example. The same thing happened to me in 1972. I was beat almost to death by a police officer who came into my home without a warrant, told me I was under arrest for disturbing the peace. This guy was a Vietnam War veteran, 6'4", 220 pounds of muscle. He beat me nearly to death and then charged me with assault and battery. So this isn't an isolated incident, Ken. It goes on all the time.
Yes. I have one final comment.
Hurry up. Make it quick.
I just wanted to say that in 1986, I had a female cousin of mine marry into an Illuminati family who are connected with the Bush crime family. And the way that these people think is none of us that are lower than them on the economic ladder are human.
That's right.
They think about every one of us as useless eaters and a waste of their resources.
Uh-huh. Very true, brother.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Kent, thank you for the call. I appreciate your input. We've got to run. Got a break coming up. And then with final segment coming up with Jack McLamb, and I wanted to bring Don into this conversation. So let's see. We got a break coming up in about what? Right now? Okay. Let's go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with a final segment with my special guest, Jack McLamb, and then I'll have Don with me along for the second hour, and I'm going to tell you a story about what happened yesterday. So stick with me. We'll be back in three.
Employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment up to the top of the hour. Don't have much time, and I've got an engineer that's going to leave here in a few minutes. But before he leaves, I want him to attest to what I'm about to say. Jack, and I want you to hear this. This gentleman and I have on the line with me, yesterday when this Ed and Elaine debacle were happening, there was a lot of disinformation being put out by networks that is, their house was on fire and this was happening and that was happening. And I picked up the phone and I called Don Nikoloff and I said, Don, I want you to spiritually discern if all this information is true. I took a break, went to the bathroom, came back, called Don back on the phone, and he told me that everything that was being reported yesterday morning was erroneous as far as them their house burning down and as far as them being raided. Now, I want to tell you, I walked in, and this is all during the course of time when all this misinformation was coming out, Jack. I walked into my engineer, and I told him what Don Nikoloff said, and it flew in the face of everything that was being reported. So I'm going to take just a moment, and I'm going to say, Ken, come on the line and tell me, is this not true?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
Thank you, sir.
And it happened in like 60 seconds.
Yes. So I wanted to introduce you to Don Nikoloff. You'll be hearing a lot more about him in the future. This man is an amazing person, Jack, and he's with us in the fight, okay? He is praying for Elaine and...
Ed.
I'm sorry, my mind drew a blank here, but the caller that called in a little while ago, you know, this Kent or the brother Paul, I believe it was in Washington.
Right.
You know, there's a spiritual awakening coming up as well here, and I think Don and you as well, Jack, can attest that Christ is in this deal, and
absolutely,
he is protecting these people. Don, your thoughts?
Well, absolutely, I agree with you, and Jack, I want to commend you for your words of restraint and faith and your exhortation to the listeners on Alex Jones show yesterday to pray and turn to the Lord. That's really where our power is.
That's where the power is, brother. That's right.
Well,
so, you know, I want to congratulate you for that.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part when you were on his show yesterday, Jack, but I know that you were the one that was actually, I heard second, third party that you were the one that was, you know, trying to get them to restrain, because that's what the New World Order wants them to do, or wants us to do. They want us to grab guns and run in there.
That's right. Then martial law is declared, and you and I and the web is gone. Anything that gives the truth will be gone. The First Amendment will be gone, so... That's what they want to do, because we're growing so fast. God's people are waking up so fast that they're scared to death. So they've got to have a reason to put us under martial law.
Well, now let me ask you one more question before you leave us, Jack.
Yes.
With this power, this tidal wave that Ron Paul seems to be developing here.
Yes.
Do you see that at some point in time they may decide, with all these presidential orders that have been put into place, that they'll pull off another false flag event and cancel the elections?
That's right. See, that's what happens. If Bush can pull off, of course, he's ordered to do it. He can't do it on his own. But if he pulls off another false flag operation bombing in America, and this time they'll at least kill 50 million to half a million Americans, or in England or in Israel, because we've got 80% people calling themselves Christians that believe if Israel is attacked that Jesus Christ will be back next week, which isn't true according to the Bible. But anyway, it will cause the American people to allow Bush to put us under martial law.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much, Jack. I know that you had to cancel an appointment to come on here today, and, brother, I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, brother. I'm so happy you're doing what you're doing. God bless you, because what you do, brother, affects my 9 grandchildren.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. Thanks again, Jack. I appreciate it, and have a good weekend, okay? All right, Don.
Great
guy. I've had the privilege of meeting Jack back in Phoenix, and he's just a wonderful man. Listen, stick around up to the top of the hour. I want to chat with you here for the next hour, Don, so stick with me. We'll be back in 2 minutes this time with Don Nikoloff, and we'll share a little bit more experience of what happened yesterday. See you in 2.
It's true.